Brown, the interviewer, in West Townsend, Vermont, January 27, 1982. Well, perhaps you could talk a bit about your childhood to begin with, and particularly think of things in childhood, family influences, sisters or brothers, which may have influenced you to go into a career in art.
Well, I think both my parents were very sympathetic and interested in my interest in art. I go back to, if it's possible to remember, when you were 4 or 5 years old or going up to visit my grandmother in Chelmsford, Mass. And I was quite content to go out in front of their place where there was a large pine grove and build little imaginary villages out of pine, out of twigs that had fallen out of the trees. And I could occupy myself all day long in doing things of that kind. And I recall, let me just think a minute. There's no question but what this was my artistic direction showing somewhat, even at that tender age. I recall also of when I got to first grade in school that rather than writing anything or bothering to learn how to do your ABCs, my desire was to illustrate them. And I think it's I look back on it now, I think it's rather unfortunate that the teachers were swamped by this desire and permitted me to draw things out instead of doing them the way the rest of the class does. And I'm sure it was a handicap later on.
You mean instead of writing, let's say, or talking, explaining it, you were allowed to make drawings to illustrate
them? Yeah. And when it got to the point where you would write, you would read something and then write a story of your own, I didn't bother to write it, I illustrated it. Well, of course, the teacher thought, oh, this is unusual. Therefore, shall we say, I got away with it. They should not have permitted this. And this has bothered me all along. I think it's one of the reasons that I have said and still do that when a person gets up to the point of going to art school, if that's their direction, I'm not so sure, but 4 years at MIT before you go to art school would be pretty good background, because you never know when you need that other information.
You mean what, technical information?
Well, technical, but all the varied things that one would get, whether they went to MIT or to Hanover or where, I think a better general education, mm-hmm. advanced general education, mm-hmm. before you specialized in art, because there is quite a long time to, hopefully there is a long time to do that specializing.
Well, your early childhood was in Somerville, and then...
Well, I don't remember Somerville. That was in infanthood. I think probably it was shortly after that we went to Winchester. Mm-hmm. And for that part of my life that I remember, and up through high school, I lived in Winchester.
What was Winchester like?
It hasn't changed a great deal, with the exception that much of the farmland is now built up. I think it's still Winchester. There is still the east side and there's the west side.
What did that mean? One was considered much better than the other?
Or? Oh yes, of course. Mm-hmm. This was, of course, back in the days when there were only two types of people, the Irish Catholics and the dirty Protestants. You were either one or the other, and you were no good no matter which one you were. And you know, the Protestants thought the Catholics mm-hmm. were awful, and the Catholics thought that the Protestants were awful. And so you separated with the railroad tracks that went through the center of town. This was imaginary more than...